extend the scythe's invisible line as far as I had imagined. But there had been no mistake. Rodriguez toppled to the ground, twice. "He's dead," Dieterling said, when we were back in the one tent in the camp which had not been deflated. 3 hours had passed since the incident by the tree, and now Dieterling was leaning over the body of Dr. Vicuna. If only I had understood how these tools of his worked. Dieterling had spread a pile of the ghoul's advanced surgical toys next to him, but their subtle secrets had refused to yield to him. The normal medical supplies had not been sufficient to save him from Rodriguez's shot, but we had hoped that the doctor's own magic, gleaned at considerable expense from ultra-traders, would have been powerful enough. Perhaps in the right hands, it would have been, but the one man who could have used those tools profitably had been the one who most needed them. "You did your best," I said, a hand on Dieterling's shoulder. Kaweah looked down at the body of Vicuna with unconcealed fury. "Typical of that bastard to die on us before we could use him properly. How the hell are any of us going to be able to put those implants into a snake?" "Maybe catching the snake isn't our absolute top priority now," I said.
"You think I don't know that, Tanner?"
"Then try acting like it." He glared at me for my insubordination, but I continued anyway. "I didn't like Vicuna, but he risked his life for you."
"And whose fucking fault was it that Rodriguez was an imposter? I thought you screened your recruits, Mirabel."
"I did screen him," I said.
"Meaning what?"
"The man I killed couldn't have been Rodriguez. Vicuna seemed to agree with me, too." Kaweah looked at me as if I was something he had found stuck to the bottom of his shoe, then stormed out, leaving me alone with Dieterling.
"Well," he said, "I hope you have some idea what happened out there, Tanner."
He pulled a sheet over the dead Vicuna, then began to gather up the neatly glistening surgical tools. "I don't, not yet. It was Rodriguez. At least it looked like him.
Try calling the reptile house again."
He was right. It was an hour since I had last tried, and I had not been able to get a call through then. As always, the girdle of combats around Sky's Edge was patchy and subject to constant military interference, elements mysteriously breaking down and coming back online for the nefarious purposes of other factions. This time, however, the link worked.
"Tanner, you're all okay?"
"More or less. I would elaborate on our loss later. For now, I needed to know what Dr. Vicuna had been told. What was the warning you relayed to us about Rodriguez?" The man I was dealing with was called Southey, someone I had known for years, but I had never seen him look as disconcerted as he did now.
"Tanner, I hope to God.
We got a warning ourselves, from one of Kaweah's allies, a tip-off about Rodriguez."
"Go on."
"Rodriguez is dead. They found his body in Nueva Santiago. He'd been murdered, then dumped."
"You're sure it was him?"
"We have his DNA on file. Our contact in Santiago ran an analysis on the body. It was a one-to-one match."
"Then the Rodriguez who came back from Santiago must have been someone else. Is that what you're saying?"
"Yes. Not a clone, we think, but an assassin. He would have been surgically modified to look like Rodriguez. Even his voice and smell must have been altered."
I thought about that for a few moments before replying. There's no one on Sky's Edge with the skill to do something like that, especially not in the few days that Rodriguez was away from the reptile house.
"No, I agree, but the Ultras could have done it."
That much I knew, Ocaña having practically rubbed their faces in his superior science.
"It would have to be more than just cosmetic," I said.
"What do you mean?"
"Rodriguez, the imposter, still behaved like himself. He knew things only Rodriguez really knew. I know. I talked to him often in the last few days."